For young people who have grown up in the United States without documents, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, allows them to work legally and in some states attend college at in-state tuition rates. Here's what Republican candidate Mitt Romney says about it.
Some people have asked if I will let stand the president's executive order. The answer is that I will put in place my own long-term solution that will replace and supersede the president's temporary measure.
What will that long-term solution look like? That's what Josue Saldivar would like to know. He came to the United States with his parents and his two sisters when he was 8, soon after his dad was laid off from a factory job in Agua Prieta.
My parents were just looking for a better future for me and my sister.
Saldivar says he didn't understand what it meant to be undocumented until he started applying to college his senior year of high school.
And that's when I realized that although I graduated with a 4.0 GPA, although I was the MVP of the cross country and track team, although I was in the National Honor Society, that wasn't enough for me to be able to walk through the doors of a university.
Josue, like most other immigrant students, needs financial aid to go to college. Most institutions won't loan you money if you don't have a Social Security number. So for the last 4 years, he's taken community college classes in business administration. He qualifies for deferred action, but he's worried about applying.
I kept asking myself, am I putting my family at risk? What's going to happen after I turn in my application?
Deferred action applicants must provide information about their family members to Citizenship and Immigration Services. CIS officials have said the information will only be shared with immigration enforcement if the individual has a criminal record.
The question is not whether the program is eliminated or not. The question is what happens to the people that have applied to that particular program.
Luis Fernandez is a professor at Northern Arizona University and an immigrant advocate. He's also worried about DACA applicants under a possible Romney administration.
Does that mean that hundreds of thousands of people are going to be rounded up and thrown out? Or does that mean that these people are going to be given another 2 years?
Fernandez and other immigrant advocates say Romney's stance on deferred action has discouraged some from applying. Since August, about 180,000 people have applied, according to figures published by the federal government. But only about 4,600 deferrals have been approved because of the avalanche of applications the agency must go through. Alexandra Samarón would like to apply, but she just misses the cutoff age of 15. She was 16 when she came to the United States with her mom.
You just feel floating because you're stuck.
Samarón would like to become a doctor someday and has finished her first 2 years of undergraduate requirements at a community college. She plans to apply to Northern Arizona University in the spring, but she says it's exhausting, constantly being denied scholarships or loans because you don't have a Social Security number. Like many other immigrant students, she'll take one class at a time. None of these students see President Obama's immigration policy as the answer either.
Deferred action is not enough. Yeah, it's like one step, but even if we get a DREAM Act, right, what about our parents? And then we get an immigration reform, but then people are going to keep coming. So that's not the end of it.
And that's why this is an issue that whomever is elected president is going to have to grapple with, eventually. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.